This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to study with you a lesson on the fact that we should be thankful and the great blessing of having a heart that is full of gratitude. You know, it's possible for every one of us to go through life sort of mully-grubbing around, as it were, feeling sorry for ourselves, not thinking about all of the great blessings that God has given us. I want to read to you from the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, beginning with verse 11. And it came to pass, as he, that is Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Now, friends, as we think about the background of this text, we realize that there are 10 men involved along with Jesus. There are some things that were common to these 10 men. In other words, there were some ways they were alike, but there was also some ways they were different. Let's look, first of all, at some of the ways these 10 were alike. For one thing, they were all in the same desperate condition. They were all the victims of a rather dreaded disease, one that would surely take their lives and do it in a horrible way. In effect, they all had one foot in the grave. They all shared the common fate of having to be shut away from the rest of society. When other men approached them, they had to cry out, unclean, unclean, so that those people would not come and be contaminated. Secondly, they all had the attribute that they were determined to live. I've known men who had dreaded diseases and yet indicated that they were going to fight the thing as hard as they possibly could, while others simply gave up when somehow or other they became ill. You know, God loves a fighter, a man that will tend to look at life, face it, and try to do the very best he can with whatever adversity arises. So they were alike in the sense that they were all in the same desperate condition, alike that they were all determined to live. They came to cry out to Jesus for cleansing, and they were alike in that they had faith in Jesus, at least to a certain extent, far enough to do what they did. They went out from their village to meet him, and they kept a proper distance from him, and they cried out for help. They went in a body, in a group. Here shows a commonality of feeling among them. They went together, talking it over, no doubt, maybe he will heal us, let us go and see. And they obeyed his instruction when he told them, go and show yourselves to the priest. Now it was the instruction that following cleansing of leprosy, they were to go and show themselves to the priest. But Jesus now tells them to go before, but nevertheless they obey. Jesus knew, of course, they would be healed on the way. That's why he told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And they also had the common attribute that they were all healed of their leprosy after they had left Jesus and had gone on their way to the priest. So there were ways they were alike, but how were they different? Let's look first of all at the 9. After being healed, they went on their way. They did not return to give thanks to Jesus. But what about the one who came back, the Samaritan? When he saw that he was healed, he didn't just go on his way without thanksgiving, without expressing his thanksgiving. He rather went back to Jesus. He praised God. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and gave thanks. And the Bible takes note of the fact that he was a Samaritan. He was, to the Jew, a foreigner, an alien. Now, friends, there's a great lesson in that, but we do not have the time today to go into the details of it. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we do that, as we study carefully why this is such a great lesson for you and me today. I do hope you'll be with us. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.